Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Greg in New Jersey called in and asked me if I knew about Patch.com. And yeah, I've seen a few news articles in the last 6 months about it. But in the last month, I saw Arianna Huffington admit they're going to take basically their Huffington Post, George Soros people, Media Matters. And they admit Media Matters has got people at Rolling Stone, you know, all these major publications. And a lot of times you don't even know that they're really working for them. And then they have local reporters that go in and then basically slant the news they want. And now Arianna Huffington heads up AOL News. And, you know, she's openly talked about trying to shut down people she disagrees with. And that's why the FBI has visited Federal Jack. And that's why Luke's been harassed and We Are Change. These are patriot, libertarian, transpartisan groups that understand the New World Order. They're doing local reporting. They're confronting politicians. They're getting real news out. And they're getting millions of views and reads a month. Just like InfoWars gets tens of millions. And the system is panicking. That's why I could sleep good at night knowing all these new grassroots, truly independently led patriots that have basically spun out of everything I've done and others have done are scaring the system. And so, yes, sir, I was aware of that, and I did notice Arianna Huffington involved in this. But tell us, in New Jersey, you guys had a meeting. What were you talking about? And then what did Patch say about you that wasn't true?
Well, basically, we were having our borough council meeting, and there was just questions about the local budget, and we were trying to clarify things on the budget. And basically, they reported the story wrong. Make a long story short, we tried to clarify it with them, and they wouldn't basically correct it. They finally got it right, but the damage is already done. And then when we tried to ask them, you know, we've tried to get them to admit that Arianna Huffington's behind the patches, and they wouldn't own up to it. So at the next borough council,
listen, I had one of the top guys at Media Matters want to interview me 3 months ago, and I had him on the phone. And I said, you know, George Soros is your biggest contributor. And he said, no, he's not. And I pulled up mainstream news and I said, here's his filings, million here, million there. And the guy just laughed at me because I was talking to a military operative of the system. I mean, of course, to me, I was a guy in an enemy uniform. Of course, it was nothing. It was funny to him. I mean, these people are total mercenaries.
Exactly. And the scary thing is that they're designed to kill the true local newspapers, the little, you know, the news packet readers, the little local community papers that you see in your mailbox.
And the mainstream big media will then report on them like they're accurate, just like they say, no one's more accurate than Media Matters, totally nonpartisan, internal memos, will destroy the enemy, we'll take over everything, shut down freedom, just get everybody. And then meanwhile, oh, loving, you know, elevator music, we're here to give you the real truth. I mean, these people are sick.
That's exactly it. And I'm not even going to tell you the name of the patcher because I don't want to give them any more publicity than they have coming to them. But at our next borough council meeting, we're going to out them for the basically the agent provocateur.
Well, that's why they're having to, like, when Media Matters gets exposed, they start another group. And then they start another group. And then they start another group. And now, oh, my gosh, we better bring in Arianna and George Soros to run AOL. Attack them. The people are waking up. Get in there and do what you need to deal with them. We've got a problem here.
All I can say is I thank you for getting me those glasses, like, you know, if you will, like those glasses that the guy put on in that movie, They Live, because once I put on my Alex Jones glasses, I finally saw what the truth really was.
Listen, man, if I ever tell the story, it's incredible. All these people they had move into Austin to act friendly and infiltrate and then to do weird camera angle stuff and manipulate things and try to create infighting. And I'm not even involved in Austin because I'm all over the country, but it's just constant. They work around the clock to attack me, around the clock to create division, around the clock. Just, and there's no way it's just envy and jealousy. And I mean, you just see this stuff for yourself, and this isn't even Patch. It's a gaggle of other people, and it's just like, whoa. I mean, it's like the wolves are on. And just like the fake left, you know, always plays the victim. Oh, they're the victim. They're the victim. You know, I mean, it's just incredible, my friend. I appreciate your call. And Wayne Madsen's leaving the country after direct State Department, mainstream media, and another foreign government warning that they do have a hit out on him. He's leaving. It was like Chapman said, he had to leave years ago, the U.S. He said, Alex, they'll make you leave someday. I don't know. I think I'll just go down, you know, whatever. Whew. I mean, I just can't. But I do have a family. Who knows? If I run, though, and live to fight another day, I mean, then everybody else will do it. And now they've visited Federal Jack, the FBI.
Have you ever needed to make a phone call but didn't want the person you're calling to know that it was you on the other end? Have you ever needed to make a call and wanted to keep your phone number and location private? Well, now you can with PatriotPhone.com. PatriotPhone.com will enable you to make unlimited calls anonymously. That's right, unlimited anonymous phone calls to anywhere in the U.S. and 36 countries around the world. Our most popular phone plan includes unlimited calls, your own phone number, voicemail, call forwarding, and many other great features. Visit PatriotPhone.com to get your own phone number in any state and take back control of your phone calls. PatriotPhone.com also allows you to record your calls and access all of your phone records online. PatriotPhone.com works with iPhones, Android-based phones, and Windows computers. Protect your privacy and your freedom with unlimited anonymous telephone service from PatriotPhone.com. Today, that's PatriotPhone.com.
America, you've been warned. For weeks, we've been warning you about a single event we believe will happen in the next 12 months that will shake the very foundations of our nation. We've told you about the video that details this shocking prediction. So far, over 6 million people have watched this free video online. Have you? Again, this big event has nothing to do with war or the stock market, yet it could change everything about your normal way of life, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Could this really happen? Well, the man who created this video has been right about many predictions in his career. He was among the first to predict the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. If you haven't taken time to watch this free video, do it right now. You may never think about America the same way again. You can find the free video at endofamerica3.com. Again, that's www.endofamerica3.com. Watch the free video at endofamerica3.com. That's endofamerica3.com.
Do you want to learn more about preparing for the hard times ahead? Have you ever thought about actually getting off the grid and becoming truly self-reliant? Introducing Off the Grid News, a weekly newsletter for independent Americans who want practical advice on how to survive and even prosper in an increasingly dangerous world. It's the best way to get a black belt in emergency preparedness, survival skills, and off-the-grid living. Packed with hard-hitting information on gardening, food preparation, alternative energy, and home security, there's simply nothing like it. And the best part, this $100 annual subscription is now free of charge. Simply sign up today and you'll also get our hard-hitting report, Food Shock, Why 2011 Could Be the Single Most Important Year in American History to Plant a Family Garden. It's absolutely free for listeners who sign up at offthegridnews.net. That's offthegridnews.net. Get your free Food Shock right now at offthegridnews.net.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Here's some of the news at GCNlive.com, also at Infowars.com. Outrage and disgusted. Congressman introduces legislation to bar TSA from groping children. That's Representative Jason Chaffetz of Utah. That's at GCNlive.com. Why are Republicans so silent on the falling dollar? From Forbes, we got that linked up at GCNlive.com. Another one, Rand Paul, Pentagon thinks it's too big to be audited. No serious budget cuts proposed in Washington. Meanwhile, scientists warn future drugs will be designed to control human mind. Out of Natural News at GCNlive.com. Truth Shock by Rachel Woodhouse, how Alex Jones and GCN have revitalized the talk radio industry, and Talkers is saying that as well. Banksters cook up economic snake oil for Egypt. That's just some of what we're going to cover for the last 20 minutes with Bob Chapman riding shotgun, because he's an expert who's experienced this. We've got one of the founders of Federal Jack, a kind of a We Are Change type affiliated liberty organization that reports original news, ask politicians serious questions at events. Al Gore, you name it. I mean, they've confronted everybody all over the country. We Are Change has Federal Jack popping up everywhere as well. I got an FBI visit today asking if they knew any terrorists or anything about terrorism. So it's on, a good way to intimidate people. He'll be popping in. Also, Obama's approval rating, again, continues an all-time low for any president this far into their first term, but he doesn't care. His mission is to get his job done and be politically destroyed and take the blame so a new row of shark teeth, a new puppet, can come in. Meanwhile, talking about the TSA, TSA secretly looks at people who complain about TSA security. They're telling them if somebody complains, they're probably just a terrorist. Oh, there's this doctor doesn't like his 6-year-old having you stick their hands down your pants after body scanning them? Must be a terrorist. What did the feds say about, and what did Southern Poverty Law Center say about Bernard von Nuthaus, 13 years selling silver coins, openly criticizing the Fed? Wasn't counterfeiting. He was issuing coins like thousands of groups do, over a dozen private independent mints. I could go, you could go, and order one coin or 1,000, get them printed up. They said, well, this is a unique type of terrorist. Now, Bob Chapman, we've talked a lot about this today, and I had the head of the American Small Business League, hundreds of thousands of members on. He's been threatened. He's been harassed. I've been threatened. I've been harassed. You had him try to plant hand grenades on you, harass you legally. You had to leave the country after decades of this. And I don't blame you. You know, you live to fight another day on all these talk shows and your newsletter, the International Forecaster. You helped publish and did put out as the co-author of the Gary Allen Report, his son now, of course, founded Politico, another journalist. You helped put out an Undare Call Conspiracy. You helped fund G. Edward Griffin. You've done so much, and they ran you out of the country. Now they're trying to harass other grassroots media groups that do a great job sending the FBI out to them. And we were just talking about AOL and Arianna Huffington, who says she wants to get rid of the alternative media and, you know, shut down anybody that she disagrees with. I mean, these are tyrannical statements. They're not liberals at all. They just fill that vacuum for liberals that are looking for the alternative. They've got this patch website AOL runs with reporters, and I've seen this in the news, not just an earlier caller, going out and trying to, like, spin things against the Tea Party. You got the Republicans from the right-hand flank trying to take over the Ron Paul Tea Party, started almost 4 years ago in 2007. Fox announcing this is the 2-year anniversary of the Republican Tea Party. So they're really trying to take over the grassroots and steer it, and they're accelerating their intimidation right now. Is that because they're weak and scared?
Well, as you said last week, we're breathing down their neck. And they don't know what to do about it. And they're trying to find ways to shut down effective talk radio and things on the internet. And they're not going to stop. They're going to keep it up. And they're going to keep right on threatening people, hoping to scare them into silent submission. And that's the way they do it. And, you know, your comment about the person you talked to at that media company, and when you confronted them, they just laughed. They don't care. They think that they can do anything that they want.
Yeah, these cowards get off on feeling like the power structure is behind them. They feel powerful through it. They should feel like dirty rats, and they should know the system's going to crush them as well.
Well, unfortunately, they don't realize that. And we've seen that happen over and over again in other societies and situations. But they're doing what they get paid for, and they don't care what the fallout is. They just want to do what they want to do, and they do like that power trip, that's for sure.
What do you think about Wayne Madsen, a very credible guy? I mean, over the years, he's just proven to be so bona fide, written for some of the biggest publications in the country, contributor to RT, you know, was the guy that got us the D.C. Madam on, and he got from the State Department, a major international media outlet, and via a foreign, quote, allied U.S. government, he wouldn't tell me which one, and that quote, they are going to kill you or try to kill you, and he said, well, you mean, is that a threat or they're joking? He goes, no, they're coming after you. He's leaving the country, Bob, and, I mean, he was a guy who, I was watching him on video Skype when he said it. I asked it repeatedly. I could tell when he said it, he was almost gulping. This is a guy who just a year ago was like, yeah, I get threats, so what? I'll take care of myself. Now, from these, he's leaving, I guess, to live to fight another day. But, I mean, this is really serious.
It certainly is. And I got the same kind of call from a friendly 9 years ago, and same sort of thing. But I had gotten used to it because over the years I had heard that sort of thing a number of times. And you know all the things I went through without repeating them. But the important thing is they're not going to give up. They're going after everybody because they don't know what else to do. They can't shut us down. And the truth is permeating the world. I just got off of Radio Tehran, press TV. They call me all the time. They never ask me what I think of what's going on in Iran. But anyway, they call me frequently. And that goes all over the Middle East.
Yeah, I'm so busy. I'm not able to do it. When they call me, every week. And they always call when I'm on the air. But, you know, I do the Japanese, the Russian, the British. I do it all when I can. And it's good that you're getting the word out there. I don't think the globalists and their minions understand the genie's out of the bottle. I mean, that's not me just hoping. That's clear historical evidence. They've been discredited. And they could get rid of us today. It's not going away. People now get it. And I think this is a very good sign that they're getting so threatening.
Well, you're absolutely right. And now the next step for us is to reach an even greater audience throughout the world and overwhelm them with people who know what's going on. And that's so very, very important, because that's really what we're doing here. And yes, we're going to get harassed. And so what? I mean, you've got a family, you're young. It's different from you sticking your neck out. Me, I get several years left, and that's probably the end of it. But that makes me go forward and be more acute in what I do and more effective, hopefully, and take some of the heat off other people.
Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose, Bob.
That's exactly right. And what song was that? I forget which one it was.
Bobby McGee.
Bobby McGee. That
I believe that's the name of the song, isn't it? Bob, I wanted to get into some of the incredible developments. I see this, and Lou Dobbs tended to agree when he was on for 37 minutes with us in the first hour. That retransmission is coming up in about 45 minutes, folks, if you missed it, on the audio streams and the free podcast or your local stations that re-air it. But remember 3 years ago, 2008, October, the Republican and Democratic banker leaders came out and said, if you don't give us unlimited money, we're going to destroy the economy. It'll be a depression. Well, now Geithner has publicly stated, this is CNBC, Republicans will be to blame if U.S. defaults, Geithner. And he says, if we don't increase taxes and keep the spending going, there'll be a default of the dollar. But every economist I talk to says that's what's already causing the default. China announcing they're going to cut even, you know, more of the treasuries they buy. Over 70% of the treasury is now being bought by the Federal Reserve itself, monetization. So what does this signify for him saying we're, quote, at the edge, and they will own responsibility for the miscalculation? So they're saying dollar default, total depression, if we don't just do whatever they say.
Exactly. And that's what Hank Paulson said, what you were referring to. If you don't do what we want, we'll bring the whole system down. And at the time, we were on the radio, and I said, take your best shot, because you're going down with us.
Yeah, it's time to call them. We can't give in anymore. I mean, it's time to say, okay, let's just do it. Come on.
No, we got to stand our ground, and it's going to be painful for a lot of people like me and you. But I'm not going to back off.
But it does again show the desperation now, the flouncing around.
They are telegraphing the fact that we're breathing down their neck, to quote Alex, and that's exactly what's happening. And they're terrified, but they're not going to let you know that. And, you know, when we saw Brzezinski 3 years ago and then about a year and a half ago say, these people know what we're up to, they're getting the word out, you got to find a way to stop them or something to that effect.
Well, the State Department came out 2 months ago and said the alternative media is killing us in the info war. They said the Internet and other foreign news is destroying us. We have no credibility. And a bunch of other top globalists came out, and they are ringing the alarm in their inner councils.
Well, you're right. And, you know, unless they pick us all up and incarcerate us, they're not going to stop us.
But wouldn't that, now that we've already gotten our message out, wouldn't that only supercharge our message?
Yes, it would. But I would rather reach as many people as possible without the supercharge. Not a lot of people can handle jail.
Yeah, I certainly don't want to be there, but... You know, some things are worth anything, and it's a good feeling, actually, to already be so committed and so far down the rat hole that there's no getting out of it, Bob. You know, I mean, that is really a good feeling, isn't it?
It certainly is. We've done what we've done, and we're in it. They're trapped, we're trapped, and it's a challenge all the way.
Toe-to-toe with the globalist. Make no mistake, folks. And hey, it's a dangerous proposition. I welcome you to join us in destiny and honor, because you're already in the system whether you decide to fight it or not. So why not go down swinging, ladies and gentlemen? We'll be right back with Bob Chapman.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. The real U.S. unemployment rate is now 22% and not 9% like what we are told by the mainstream media. The primary instinct of unemployed Americans is to go to college and seek a higher education. But all across America, students are graduating with hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt and no jobs. Most college graduates are now admitting that they would have been better off getting a job at Walmart or McDonald's than having their lives destroyed by student loans. Our friends at the National Inflation Association are getting ready to release College Conspiracy, the world's most comprehensive documentary ever produced about America's college education system. To be among the first to see College Conspiracy, sign up for the free NIA newsletter today at www.inflation.us. NIA believes that college education is the largest scam in American history. College Conspiracy will expose the facts and truth about the education system here in the U.S. Sign up for free today at inflation.us to be among the first to see College Conspiracy.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin.
Banging thrones have their tools. Slaves to Valency with the rules.
Just one of 11 great songs from the album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A-V-E-L-Y-N. Ravelin.com.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
The U.S. economy is at a tipping point. 40 cents of every dollar the government spends is borrowed. The president of the Federal Reserve in Dallas was recently quoted saying, "This path will lead to insolvency, resulting in the collapse of our government and our economy. Our country can't function like this, and neither can your household. That's why you need to prepare, and priority one is your food supply. Fortunately, it's easy and affordable with the help of Ready Reserve Foods. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storable foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available with a 25-year shelf life. A full year supply of quality food for two people costs a fraction of what you pay at the grocery store. For a free full-color catalog, call 800-453-2202. That's 800-453-2202. Or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Ready Reserve Foods, making preparedness simple since 1972.
By the way, we did a Google search term earlier in the week just to test it, Alex Jones, and it went to number one, the power of this audience. But we did two TSA search terms, and the first one was a little complex, 6-year-old groped. That didn't even show up on the charts, the top 100. So we did TSA lies. Didn't show up anywhere yesterday. No doubt they're censoring that being in the top trends. because we had, I don't know, more than 10 TSA top trends back in November and December. And now we've noticed we cannot put out a term against the TSA that will then become number one. And everybody goes to our articles and reads about what they're doing. We got them on the ropes. So go get the article the old-fashioned way. Outraged and disgusted, Congressman introduces legislation to bar TSA from groping children. It's by Steve Watson at prisonplanet.com. It just went up a few minutes ago, 30 minutes ago or so. I don't know if it's on Infowars.com yet, but if it isn't, we will get it up there on the site. Yes, it's up there. Outraged and disgusted, Congressman introduces legislation to bar TSA from groping children. Bob Chapman, I want to take a few calls with you when we come back, and then get, and I want you to stay with us, one of the founders of Federal Jack, Alternative Media Patriot Organization, Liberty Organization, on with us, guerrilla media, really. I got the FBI visit today. But before we do that, other areas in the economy I haven't touched on or I haven't discussed. Is this a big deal to have China further trimming holdings of U.S. securities? Now we learned 2 months ago in February.
Well, the problem here is that if they trim, and the Japanese have to be sellers because of their financial problems to address their earthquake damage, then who is going to buy U.S. Treasuries? They're buying about 83% of the Federal Reserve right now. They might have to buy them all, and that would be devastating. But how can they do that if they don't have QE3 or something like it? So that tells you that they must have QE3. And that's what little Timmy Geithner is talking about. We must have it. You must let us do what we want.
And that causes a devaluation of the currency and will cause the hyperinflation that is a de facto slow kill default. So they're saying if you don't let us default, then we will default.
Precisely. And, you know, gold and silver, of course, will go up very, very large. But one of the big holders in gold is a fellow named George Soros.
Oh.
In fact, I'm watching Sky out of London right now, and they just had that on there. I was rather surprised.
No, I had seen that he's got untold hoards, just like Gaddafi. So he'll do quite nicely.
Well, that's if he is not brought to trial. And that's a whole other story. Because we're going to win. And once we get there, we'll have to decide who the criminals are. I mean, you saw Congress, the Senate, Senate 11 said, hey, you know, why doesn't anybody go to jail? Well, after being in Congress as long as he knows why. The anointed ones and the Illuminati, they don't go to jail. And all the fines are paid by the companies to the SEC that goes in, and that money is used to work against the American people.
Yeah, the SEC shuts down all the legitimate mom and pops. I was looking at the $376 billion laundered in 2 years by Wachovia and Wells Fargo of drug money running the aircraft, everything through Wachovia. And they paid $101 million fine. We did the math. That's 3.0% or 0.3%. So that'd be like if I robbed $1 million and was coming out of the bank, loading it in the van, and the cops pull up and they say, Mr. Jones, you got to pay $3,000 of that million as a fine to us, but you can take the other $997,000 with you. I mean, that's what we're talking about here.
That's absolutely correct. And, you know, I saw a fine of $550 million that was paid by Goldman Sachs for cheating and defrauding people during the mortgage problem. We'll just put it that way. And they stole $5 billion. So they got to keep almost $4.5 billion for being a thief. And this Warren Buffett, his firm, defrauded the United States government of $300 million about a year ago. The piece with the SEC was done. They paid a $100 million fine and kept $200 million. Now, I think crime pays in America.
And by the way, when they get those billions, they leverage them through fractional reserve banking and derivatives. So a billion is more like $50 billion, right, Bob?
That's right.
We'll be back with some of your phone calls. Then we've got one of the founders of Federal Jack on. He got a visit from the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is an urgent message. Urgent if you care about feeding your family. S-510 has passed through Congress and will make the sale of heirloom seeds difficult. Prices of non-GMO seeds are skyrocketing and may be hard to afford in the future, if you can even find them. As the economy continues to decline, this will make the heirloom seeds worth their weight in gold and one of the best barter tools available. When food supplies eventually run out, your solution is to grow your own food and barter tool. Now, for a short time, GetSeeds.net offers 100 packets of heirloom non-GMO vegetable seeds for only $59. Pay with 2 ounces of pure silver or just $59. The best price on the net for high-quality seeds. Our GetSeeds.net seeds are open pollinated vegetable seeds sealed in a Mylar bag for long-term storage. Bulk pricing available. So get seeds while you still can at GetSeeds.net or call toll-free 877-341-4769. That's 877-341-4769.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Here we go. The Spring Break $99 deal from Life Change Tea. Hit it, boys.
If you want it, here it is. Come and get it. But you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's right. 2 months of Super Tea and a 45-day supply of Fat Burners for just $99. Spring into health for just $99. Feel good. Clean your body. Lose weight. It works immediately, so call now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can purchase online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. And remember,
Sonny, if you want it, here it is, come and get it, but you better hurry, cause it's going fast.
That's GetTheTea.com.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much. Without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough.
I knew too much.
I just knew too much.
And if we start to know too much,
make me crazy.
The fraud of the globalist will crumble into dust. Just like when sunlight at high noon hits the mythical vampire, they explode into flame. Knowledge is power. The people perish for lack of knowledge, and we are here bringing historical facts and knowledge. I want to take a few phone calls for Bob Chapman from Justin, Nick, Bill, Wayne, Aaron. We'll get to everybody. But we also have coming on the broadcast Shane Justice here in 5-6 minutes. Who goes by Popeye, one of the hardest working founders of Federal Jack. It's basically inspired by We Are Change, my work. And they're patriots. They confront Al Gore. They confront Republicans as well. They expose the fraud of global, man-made global warming. They've gotten the FBI visit. So we're going to be discussing that. And the FBI is asking if they know any terrorists in Miami. An intimidation of the free press, just brazen COINTELPRO type activity. Bob Chapman is our guest right now. Also, we have an article at Infowars.com with the federal government, State Department, and others. It's official. Arab Spring subversion, U.S. funded by a great researcher and writer, Tony Cartolucci. This whole thing we told you months ago was staged, but now they're just admitting it. Unbelievable. Justin in Missouri, you're on the air with Bob Chapman. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing? It's good to talk to you again.
Good. Welcome, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, I called with a question for Bob originally, but you drew me off, of course, and so I have other things to talk about. But the thing for Bob is I was wondering how he feels about junior miners, particularly the silver sector. And where's that going?
What you have to look at here, and there's not being much talked about it, and that is the United States government is using hedge funds to naked short all of the gold and silver stocks. And just like that's part of what they're doing to gold and silver itself and other things. And that's why they haven't performed as well as they should. You'll see a very good quality company move up, and bang, it goes right back down again. And that's them doing that in behalf of the government, and that's what's going on.
Okay. My other point was, you were talking about getting involved. I just want to say that recently I started making a little series on YouTube called Alex Jones and the Truth Tellers, because I figured I need to start putting stuff out there, too, because it's just getting to that point. Everybody needs to start.
Everybody needs to. Thank you, Justin. Your phone's breaking up. A few more calls, and we're going to get our guests and back to calls. Nick in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex, this is Nick from Chicago. How are you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I have an idea that might work. It's kind of crazy, but I've heard Donald Trump wanted to run as an independent if he doesn't win the GOP. Now, if that's the case, if he doesn't win, I think Ron Paul and Jesse Ventura should reach out to him, and they all three should work together and put their egos aside and work together.
Well, here's the deal. I've been trying to study Trump now that he looks like he may actually run. Listening to him, I'm a pretty good judge, and I think he's considering it. He is against NAFTA and GATT, but he's also involved in that corruption in New York. I'm not saying he's corrupt. I'm saying he's involved in that corrupt cesspool. He's a donor to Chuckie Schumer and others. I think a lot of this is Bloomberg's going to run, probably. He's total anti-gun, bad news. And Trump could pull off conservative votes and then throw it over to Bloomberg. Let's ask a real expert on this. What's your take, Bob Chapman, on Donald Trump?
He has made his fortune in the belly of the beast. And when you're in that kind of a situation with the bankers, the Wall Street types, you're with them, you're in with them. I can't trust them. That's really the bottom line to me. I know what he said on issues, and we still don't know whether he's front-running for somebody else. As you pointed out, Bloomberg. I'd much rather see an independent ticket with Ron Paul and Aurea, which is Jesse. And so the facts aren't all in yet, number one. And number two, I'm frightened by his background.
Well, that's my gut. So I spent like an hour last night just doing more research. I'm going to try to do an hour every day now, and so we can get a clearer research on him. I'm not really ready to completely give my view on him, but obviously you can't trust him just because of the pedigree. And we did just lose our guest. We're going to try to get him back on and go to Sean Justice, again known as Popeye on their YouTube channel and FederalJack.com. We post a lot of their videos on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. They work with We Are Change. They've confronted Al Gore. The list just goes on. And we do have him now. Okay, great. We're going to go ahead and bring him up on air now. Then we'll go back to your calls. Sean Justice, again, early this morning when he was asleep, gets the FBI visit. They weren't forthcoming with their names. I talked to him this morning. I said, you got to call the FBI that's 3 miles away there in Miami. He called them. They wouldn't give him the names. He's filed a complaint saying, I need to know, were these FBI agents that came? But it's the standard procedure. They come and they say, do you know any terrorists? Is there any terrorists in your group? What about this guy? What about that guy? don't tell anybody about this meeting. We just want to, you know, because sometimes they can go talk to somebody, they get intimidated, and then they'll be like a minion of the FBI and then basically go in and start reporting on people. But Federal Jack is completely nonviolent. Media outlet that goes out and asks politicians real questions. And so breaking this down, Sean is still trying to learn their names because in the flustered moment, in the 10 minutes or so they were there, he didn't ask it. And I asked him what he said. It was a standard deal. Well, of course I don't know any terrorists. We wouldn't hurt a fly. We're just regular folks. My response would be, you're here to intimidate me, and you know full well we're a nonviolent organization. You know full well we're getting millions of YouTube views, and we're out asking politicians real questions, and you don't like that. And I want your card. I want your information right now, because this is there have been congressional hearings on this decades ago about what you're doing right now. Who sent you here? Why were you sent here? The interrogation would have flipped around. But I'm not blaming people. This has got to happen to you once or twice before you know how to respond to it. He did a great job trying to go down there. He did a great job trying to talk to them later and find out who they are. Sean Justice, known as Popeye. And Bob Chapman's riding shotgun with us. He's been through all this before, so he can comment from his expertise. Breakdown, you're in Miami, what they said, what they did. You've got the floor. Describe what happened.
Well, first off, I'd like to thank you, Alex, for having me on the show. And pretty much I was asleep this morning because anybody that knows me, it's not a secret. My wife is disabled, so I have a different sleep schedule, and I was up late taking care of her. And they kind of caught me off guard this morning. And they said, when I opened the door, they were like, you know, do you mind if we come in? And he started to step in the door. I put my hand up and I said, yeah, I do mind. We'll do this outside. And then I had the presence of mind to at least not let him in my house, in my apartment. So we went outside and then I asked him, why are you here? What's the, you know, can I help you? What's the reason for your visit? And they said, well, we'd like to ask you a few questions, sir, and I'll do as best as I can to answer the truth for you. What do you want to know? Because I have nothing to hide, you know. I'm not affiliated with any radical group, you know. So we're nonviolent. So I don't have anything to hide or anything to worry about. I was just a little caught off guard because I just woke up. I did, after I replayed the conversation in my head after talking to you on the phone earlier. I did ask them for a card, and I asked them if I could have a card to contact them because they said, well, if you know of any terrorist organizations or has any radical organization contacted you, and I kind of laughed at it, and I was like, no, like I wasn't mean or rude to them, but I kind of acted like almost a little insulted towards it, and I was like, you don't know any terrorist organizations, and he goes, well, I know you've been active in your local city council meeting because we go in. We educate them about fluoride, and I constantly go every time and educate them about.
Yeah, so the message is, we're here. You might be a terrorist because you don't like poison being put in your water. So the idea is, people that go to city council meetings, you know, they could be terrorists, which is basically what the Homeland Security documents say. If you make frequent references to the U.S. Constitution, they need to surveil you. So we have their training manuals going back at least 15 years. That's what's going on, and I just told the guys to try to pull up a YouTube video from Austin. I think the search term was Austin woman, FBI visits mother or woman for attending anti-war rally. And the FBI comes to her door, man and woman. They want to come in. She says no. It's all on YouTube. She videotaped it. And they say, well, we just want to know why you're protesting the war. I mean, it was very bizarre. But I mean, this is what they do now in America. But I just remembered that video. This is ongoing. And so you did a great job because I know they caught you off guard. Please continue. So they say, well, we know you go to city council meetings, which is a big no-no in America. That's un-American. Please continue with what happened next.
They even made the comment to me of saying that, you know, oh, we know you've gone to city council meetings, but you sign in when you go. And we don't sign in. The only thing you fill out is a form so that you can speak. You know, so they say your name and everything.
Speak up a little bit for me, Popeye.
Sorry about that. When you go to the council meetings, you have to fill out like a form.
Yeah, and they're using that now to send the FBI to your house. That's FBI now going over city council sign-ins. Boy, that's useful info. Go ahead.
And that's the only way that they could have gotten my info either, because there's no, through Federal Jack, I've always tried to kind of remain a little bit somewhat anonymous, just to protect my wife. Not for me, but to protect my wife because she can't protect herself. And I know that they pray and go after the weak, and they go after the weak people and the family members. And That's why I called back to the FBI and I complained to them. And I said, look, you know, how do I know that these aren't fake FBI agents? Because the lady I spoke to on the phone said, well, they should have given you a card. And I said, well, you know, I did ask for one, and they told me just to call the hotline number if I had any tips. I said, you know, how do I know these guys are FBI? How do I know they're not going to break into my house and hurt my wife? I said, so I'm going to, you know, I filed the complaint, and, of course, they haven't called me back. You know, I don't expect a call back, to be honest with you. I honestly, looking back at this, I think this is more of a, look, you're opening your mouth. We don't like what you're doing. Shut up. And I won't tolerate that. The more you threaten me, anybody that knows me, the more you threaten me, the harder I fight. So, you know, that's why I was willing to let you guys use my real name, because obviously the feds know who I am now, so there's no point in hiding. But I will say to any feds that are listening, if you threaten my family, you threaten my wife, and you hurt my wife, then there will be no stopping what I will do to end the NWO. Non-violently, of course, but I will not stop at all. So don't threaten my wife. Don't come here, because they knew she was disabled. And that was the real creepy part, Alex, is that they knew certain things about my life. And I don't care, again, about me, but you threaten my wife. As you know, you've had the phone calls. You threaten my wife, I have a real problem with that.
What else did they say to you while they were there?
They acted friendly, but they were, you know, I could see the guy was eyeing me up and down. I have tattoos, so he goes, oh, you were in the Coast Guard, huh? What was your job in the Coast Guard? And I looked at him, and I was like, I was a firefighter. And I wouldn't go into any other details because I didn't even need to give him that information, you know. But since he was obviously digging, I figured I would just give him a brief bit, and that's all. And then they tried, I had a bandage on my arm because I recently had surgery to fix some nerve damage from when I was in the military. And, because I'm a 100% disabled veteran, and they knew that too. You know, they knew that I didn't work. They knew I was disabled. They knew my wife was disabled. So obviously, obviously I struck a nerve.
Well, you do work. You're up 24 hours a day sometimes, literally putting out hundreds of videos. You're on fire. We have an article from the Activist Post. Mother of five gets FBI visit for exercising First Amendment. It's also up on Infowars.com. You can just type that in and put Infowars.com. Into the end of it and find it. And we're going to skip ahead in the video for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers here and actually show people the FBI at the Austin mother's door. And they said, you went to a anti-war rally. Why are you doing that? Are you a terrorist? So in America, in Austin, Texas, you do not exercise your First Amendment or you get an FBI visit. I mean, what has it come to in this country?
We're just a police state now. You know, the country I remember growing up in and the country I took an oath to defend is dead. It died a long time ago, and it's got a huge sword in its heart. It says, New World Order, Rothschild. You know, it's horrible. And the people are so dumbed down through mind control, and, you know, they use so many different forms of it now. People are so, they don't care. You know, you have Bob come on Fridays and tell people, look, this is the future of the economy, pay attention. And yet you still have morons that are more worried about Lady Gaga or MTV than their future. Oh, Barack Obama will take care of it. You know, the fact that there's still Obama zombies out there just blows my mind.
Well, you're absolutely right. Bob Chapman, what's your take on what's happened to this individual who's one of the founding members, Sean Justice, known as Popeye?
Well, I think it's par for the course, and the information that they've gleaned from your records is to be able to make them be a familiar figure to you, somebody that you can trust, which is them, and so they can get more information out of you, and that's why they do that. But they've had, you know, they've gone over your dossier, which I'm sure the government has. And that's why they're doing, asking those kinds of questions about your military service and so on. They know the answers, but they have to bring it up to you so you'll trust them.
Well, also, they have federal laws that are unconstitutional, but they still do it. They'll say lying to the FBI, they could charge you and put you in prison if you had been in the Coast Guard and then lied to them about it. So that's another thing that they do. It's just incredible. But, hey, don't worry, FBI agents. The banks have stolen all the money. The government's poisoning your children's water supply. And you think you're part of the winning team. So good job. Good job.
Yeah, I did tell them about that. I gave them a lecture about fluoride, actually, when they brought up the city council meeting.
Was it real funny to them? Was it real funny?
He was smirking throughout. Like, he didn't laugh, but he had that little smirk that, you know, that government agent smirk that they get.
It's like, hey, I'm a government agent. Radiation doesn't hurt me. DU doesn't hurt me. Fluoride in my kids' water doesn't hurt me. You know, he's God. You're not. You're a little piece of trash.
That's basically...
You're just a disabled veteran piece of trash to him. Remember, the government hates veterans more than anybody in their own internal documents. Correct, Bob?
He took note of that. Not to interrupt you, Alex, but he did take note of that, too, because I have two stickers in my window that says... Afghanistan veteran and Iraq veteran, because I served during both conflicts, and that kind of piqued his interest.
Well, yeah, because you're an evil terrorist. I mean, in their internal documents, they say veterans are the number one threat. They hate you.
Do you have a low or malfunctioning thyroid gland? Did you know that fluoride from toothpaste or water can damage your thyroid? Did you know that your thyroid controls your intelligence, mood, metabolism, energy, and body heat levels? You can support a return to normal thyroid function by stopping your exposure to the toxic elements fluoride, chlorine, bromide, and mercury, and by detoxifying the same. The body's number one detoxifier of these elements is glutathione. Unheated whey protein from grass-fed cows is the number one superfood for raising glutathione. One World Whey is the first ever truly cold-processed whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is undenatured and has the highest bioactivity of any whey protein on the market. The health benefits are real, and the taste is amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Alex Jones here with key information. The U.S. government is a Ponzi scheme that relies on the Treasury continuously selling large amounts of government bonds to foreign central banks. With Japan about to become a seller of U.S. bonds in order to rebuild its own nation, and the U.S. antagonizing China by calling them currency manipulators, the Federal Reserve, which is already buying about 70% of U.S. treasuries, will soon be the only buyer left of U.S. treasuries. Our friends at the National Inflation Association believe that the U.S. dollar will soon become worthless, and Americans will see the purchasing power of their incomes and savings destroyed. I strongly urge my fellow Americans to sign up for the free NIA newsletter at www.inflation.us. If you are sick and tired of the economic propaganda and the mainstream media, sign up for free at inflation.us to learn the economic truth that the mainstream media ignores.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
What the FBI, the TSA, all the rest of them can't get is when a government goes corrupt, they now are agents of that corrupt system. So no matter what the corrupt system tells them to do, they keep following it because they're the good guys. Now, we couldn't find the original video. It was online, but it was taken down, unedited. I have one somebody else grabbed and put images into, but I'm going to play 30 seconds or so. This FBI agent's there saying, well, we know you went to this anti-war rally, and we just want to ask if you know about any plans for violence. And this is a mother, whole nine yards, a professional. I remember her bio. And she just says, well, I'm going to take the fifth on that. I wouldn't even have done that because I mean self-incrimination. I says, no, your business, pal, First Amendment. I mean, what do you know about Anwar al-Awlaki secretly hanging out at the Pentagon? What do you know about the FBI running all this stuff? I mean, just leave. You know, you're not dealing with somebody here that doesn't know your bosses are the terrorists. I mean, let's just get down to brass tacks here. You know, the game's over. Let's play part of this clip. Here's the video audio, the FBI here in Austin.
Nothing.
You'll just leave?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, but I'm still curious. Go ahead and ask away.
Well, I've asked a question. Do you know of any plans to destroy any property?
I'm going to plead silence on that. Next question.
Okay. That's it. I mean, we just want to make sure everybody stays safe.
Stay safe. Okay, great. Great.
Do you know of any concerns that you would have concerning us being here?
Yes, I'm very concerned that I get a knock on my door from the FBI. Very concerned about it. And I think a lot of people will want to hear about this.
Do you have any questions for us?
Well, who's your next person that you're going to stop to here in Austin or in Texas?
I can't tell you that.
You can't tell me that.
If you want our card.
That's enough. It goes on and on. The point here is that it's been confirmed that Obama has ordered the Border Patrol not to arrest illegals, only to do a few for a small public quota. Total war, crime, mass murder going on, mass graves every few days being found. Nobody cares. You wonder why people don't have more anti-war protests. Folks, my guys had the police in Pittsburgh come because they tried to go talk to the military. We put it all out in Police State 4 Rise of FEMA. Politely, hey, can we talk to your press person? We were given this number. We want to talk about the military being involved in this. And they said, no, just get out of here. Then the police called my office, called the guys at the hotel, knew where they were, and said, yeah, we're investigating you for a plan to blow us up and that you guys were running around, sneaking around. It was all lies. I mean, it's like the message is you're bad because you speak out. In closing, talking to Sean Justice, who got this FBI visit, more people need to start their own We Are Change, Federal Jack, Info Warriors, Tyranny Response Team. More people need to get involved, start blogs, encounter George Soros and the feds. They are scared. You guys have confronted, Sean, a lot of globalists with serious questions. Name some of the folks that you guys have gone and been real journalists and asked questions of.
We got Fareed Zakaria when he was down here at FIU giving a speech about globalism. We tag teamed him with We Are Change Tampa, and we did the same thing at an Al Gore event. And the two of them, when just like the rest of these globalists, when you confront them, like Fareed Zakaria, for example, we did it in a wave. We had one person stand up videotaping and a couple others hidden videotaping. And then while he confronted and got thrown out, the next person would stand up. So that the topic would not be able to go away.
Yeah, they know you're not violent. They've assessed you. They're scared of you confronting globalist kingpins. Bob Chapman, we're on the march. The globalist empire is on the run.
And you're absolutely right. What a great program.
Well, it's we got to stand together or hang separate. And I know there are good people in the FBI. Choose which side you're on now. Don't rationalize and play games anymore. People confronting Al Gore over lies about climate change. You don't deserve an FBI visit for that. America is being taken over by the globalists. You know what, Sean Justice, known as Popeye, FederalJack.com, I want to commend you for what you're doing. Let's see more people get involved in Federal Jack across the country. Just as Luke got intimidated and attacked, you know, 4 or 5 years ago, and I supported him, look where he's at. Our listeners, the answer is more people standing up, and we'll be in contact with you, Popeye, and you too, Bob Chapman.
Thanks a lot, Alex. Thanks for having me on the show.
Thank you. Lou Dobbs is coming up in 1 minute. Infowars.com. It was powerful.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.